Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning a little from the Sefer Oros, a book about the Milchama, since now in Eretz Yisrael, we're also in Milchama, unfortunately. We have to learn the Shorash, the Yisod of what's going on, and see where Hashem is leading us. We're going to dedicate this Shir, L'Shalom Chayaleinu, that are sacrificing their lives in the battlefield, so that the Jews everywhere can live in safety and peace. Hashem should guard them. Says Maran Rav Zatzal, Perek Aleph, HaMilchama. Kishyesh milchama gdola be'olam, mit'orer koach Mashiach. When there's a great war in the world, the power of Mashiach is awakened. Eit zamir higia, pasuk in Shir HaShirim, the time of the zamir. Zamir sounds like zmiris. But this is an allusion to a war. That before Mashiach there's going to be a war. What's the war? Zamir Aritzim. On Shabbos there's a malacha called Zamira, Zomer, where you cut down the branches in order that it should grow more effectively, more efficiently. That's Zamir Aritzim. Cutting off all of those bad growths. Harishaim nichadim min haolam, vaolam mitbasem. This eight zamiri gia v'kol ha'tor, Tor is Rus, Mashiach. Kol ha'tor nishma ba'artzeinu, says the pasuk. That's the zamir aritzim, the cutting down of the rishaim, and the world becomes better smelling. Haolam mitbasem. V'kol ha'tor nishma ba'artzeinu, and this kol ha'tor is going to be heard, this Kolo Shel Melech HaMashiach is going to be heard in our land. Hayichidim hanespim belo mishpat, those individuals that are killed without judgment, shebetoch ha-mahapecha shel shetef ha-milchama yesh ba memidat mitat ha-tzadikim ha-mechaperet. People think sometimes, explains Rav Aviner in his Perush to the Oros, that there's no hashgacha pratis. You have a shell that falls, and whoever happens to be in the area, Rachman al-Etzlan, is killed. The Germans send a bomb, 100,000 Frenchmen in the grave. It looks like there's no hashgacha pratis. The yechidim are nispin below mishpat. But that's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manning his world with hashgacha pratis. We don't understand it. When it says yes nispa below mishpat, there are those who are killed, to pasuk in Mishle, Yud Gimel Chav Gimel, below mishpat, without judgment. That's what it seems like to us. It's not l'fi an hagas char ba'onesh, but there's no efkeris in the world. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of every little detail of the war, mi yichye and mi yamus, when and how. Gemara in Chagiga, Rav Yosef kimati lahaykra bochi. Rav Yosef, when he got to this pasuk, he would cry. V'yesh nispa below mishpat, Omer mika da'azu below zimnei. Is there somebody who goes not in the proper time? In, yes. Kihoder of Bibi bar Abaye. Oh, Bibi, a remez to the prime minister. Rav Bibi bar Abaye of Ishchiach gabe Malach HaMoves. He used to hang out with the Malach HaMoves. Gemara in Chagiga dalet amid beis. Amrle l'shluche, the Malach HaMoves said to his shliach, Zil Aisili, Miriam Magdala Seyar Neshaya, bring me Miriam the hairdresser. Go kill Miriam, says the Malach HaMoves to his shliach. Ozal Aisile, Miriam Magdala Dardiki. Instead of bringing Miriam, the hairdresser, he brought Miriam, the ganenet, the nursery teacher. Amrle, the Malach HaMoves said to shliach, Ana Miriam Magdala Sarah Neshaya Amrilach. I told you to bring me Miriam the hairdresser, not Miriam the Ganenet. You got the wrong Miri. Amarle, Ihochi Ahadre. Okay, so if that's true, I'll bring her back. I'll bring her back to life. Since you already brought Miriam the Ganenet, let her stay here and let her be part of the Mason. How can you kill Miriam the Ganenet? It's not her time yet. Havas nakidna mitara bidei. She was holding this oud, this burning stick in her hand. Havas kashraga mechayet tanura. And she would put it in the oven, and she would clean out the oven with this stick. Shaklasa v'anchasa gabodikara katchav isra mazla v'aisise. She took it. She put it on her foot accidentally. She was burned. She had bad mazel, and he brought her. That's how the shliach of the Malach HaMavis took Miriam. Not Miriam the barber, the hairdresser, but Miriam the ganenet. Amalei Rav Bibi bar Abayi, Islachu Rishula Mevarach. You have rishus to do this, to take a person before his time? Amalei V'leksi V'leish Nisba V'leim Mishpa. Wait a second, it's a pasuk in Mishpah. That sometimes a person is removed from this world without judgment. Amalei V'aksiv Dor Alechu Dor Ba. It's mashma, every door has its own years. Amar, the Malach HaMavis said, Darina Luhu Ana Adamalu Luhu Ledara V'hoda Mashlimu Leduma. I graze around with these souls until they finish their generation, and then afterwards I give them to the Shomer Mason, who's called Duma. Amalei Rav Bibi bar Abayi said, Sof Sof Shnia my Avdis. What are you going to do with all those years that are left that the Neshama is supposed to live? You're right, you don't give it a Duma for a while, but what about the years the Neshama is supposed to live? Amrei Katsur Meirabon and Demavri Bimile. There's a Talmud Chacham who's Mavri Al Midosa, who's Mochel, who's not Makbid. Mosifna Luhu Lei V'Havi Chalufei. I add years to him, and that's I give him the neshama of those person's years. So we can understand as follows: Lefi hanhaga schar v'onesh. So the hanhaga of the pasuk of Yiras Hashem Tosif Yomim, Ushnos Rishayim Tiktzorna Mishla Yutchav Zayin, that fear of God will add days, and the years of the Rishayim will become shorter. This Miriam Megadla Dardiki, this Miriam the Ganenet, wasn't supposed to die. She didn't sin. A lot of times we see Rishayim live long lives, Tzaddikim live short lives. That's not Matim for Schar V'Onesh. Certainly you have sometimes a child dying. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has its own Cheshbonos. And we don't understand the Cheshbonos. The whole Hanhag of Gula Yisrael is not Lefi Cheshbon Schar V'Onesh. Gemara says Mashiach might come in a door that's kulo chayiv. It's not matim for schar v'onesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu has his ways. That's the Seder Eloki. Hayechidim anismi b'lo mishpat shebetoch ha-ma'apecha shal shatav ha-mulcham yesh ba mimitzas tzadikim mechaperes. So these tzadikim that died, who weren't necessarily supposed to die, al pi midas schar v'onesh, that mises a kapara on the cloud. It's like a child who steals a candy bar and he gets a slap in the face. Why should the face get it? It's the hand that stole. And the answer is, it's one organism. So too in a war. Some people fall, and the whole nation feels it. And this shakes us, and it brings us to tshuva. Olamim lemala b'shorish hachayim. So in Alpi Kabbalah, Berovad Asudi, says Rav Aviner, then their Mises Mechaper, now says Rav Kook, because they're olam lemala b'shorish hachayim. Their goof is still alive. No, it isn't. Their goof died, but their nefesh is still alive. We look at a person, we think, if he's breathing, he's alive. One time Shimon asked Reuven, what do you live from? Mimata chai. Reuven said to him, I work in a factory of sardines, a sardine factory. Yes, said Shimon, but from what do you live? I make $2,000 a month, answered Reuven. Yes, said Shimon, but from what do you live? I buy with the money food. Yeah, but from what do you live? The food I put into my body is turned into glucose in my blood. And says, yeah, but what do you live? And then in the end, Reuven understood that the person lives from his neshama. It's the neshama that lives. What's the goof? The goof is just a little piece, a little crumb of chayei neshama. It's not the real deal. The neshama lives even after the goof is gone. And that's why the Baal Sefer Yireim says that there's an Isser to be Dorish Alameisim, to go ask dead people for things. That's only their body, but not their soul. Their soul is still alive. Kasev Reim Hamashbias Hachole Loshevei Lavlachar Misal Agilo Asher Yishal. If you tell the dead person to come back after he dies, it's not Dorish Alameisim. You're not asking the goof, you're asking his spirit. The spirit isn't dead. Like Rav Kook says, and then Das Kohen, Simon Samach Tes, Kuf Samach Vav. The end of the body is the beginning of the soul. Ve'atzmus chayeyem mevi erech klali letova v'livracha el klal binyan ha'olam b'chol ha'rechav v'muvanav. And the essence of their life brings great value of good and blessing to the whole world. In all ways, Achdus HaNeshamas. All the Neshamas are connected. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, says that the Pasuk calls those who are killed by the Malchus Avodecha, because they're Mises HaKapara, even if B'chayeyim they were Rishayim. And therefore, any Jew that was killed by a Goy is a Kadosh. The Chasim Sofer was asked, what's the din of a Jew who is killed by a Goy? Maybe, it says in the Gemara, that when someone's killed, since we don't have Mises Beis Din anymore, sometimes people die, sometimes someone's Chayev Skila, he falls from a roof. If he's Chayev Sreifa, he's in a fire. If he's Chayev Hariga, maybe the king comes, the kingdom, they chop off his head. Chenek, he drowns. So Haruge Beis Din aren't buried in a regular Beis HaKvaris. So this person was killed by the Malchus, maybe also, it's instead of one of the Arba Mises Beis Din, he shouldn't be buried in the Beis HaKvaris. Says the Chasim Sofer in Yeredeya, Shin Lamed Gimel, Fakert. Since he was killed by Goyim, he is a tremendously high Madreigan, all of his Avonos are Miskaper, even if the Nirtzach was a Rasha. Because now he's an Eved Hashem, his Mises is called Avadecha, his Mises Mechaper. It's mechaper on him. It's mechaper on all the neshamas that were connected to him. Ve'achar kach ketom ha'milchama mitchadesh ha'olam b'ruach chadash v'raglei mashiach mitgalim biyoter ulefi yarkah shel godel ha'milchama b'kamuta ve'echuta kach tigdal ha'tzibah v'raglei mashiach shabah. And then when the war ends, there's this new spirit. The world is filled with a new spirit, and the legs of Mashiach are revealed. And the greater the war in its quantity and its quality, so we should await and anticipate for Mashiach more. Misa Malchuyos, Miskar, Seilu, Beilut, Tzapel, Ragush, Mashiach, the Medrash says in Bereishis. If you see the kingdoms fighting, you see there's a war and everyone's involved, and America's talking, and Russia, and Iran, and everybody has to say, and the United Nations, and they're bombing, and we're bombing. Mashiach! Says Rav Kook, writing about the First World War, he didn't know then it would be the First World War, it was only the first, but it was part of the Talich of the Geula. Just in Yerushalayim alone, during the First World War, 25,000 people died. There was tremendous hunger. Tremendous hunger, and even in Yerushalayim. Milchemet Olam Shel Achshav Tzipia Nora'a Gdola V'Amuka Yesh Ba. מצורף לכל גלגולי הזמנים והוראת קץ המגולה של התיישבות ארץ ישראל. This is a great hoping. We wait for everything to come. The Jews coming back to Eretz Yisrael. The Ketz HaMagula, what's the Ketz HaMagula? V'atem Re Yisrael, anfechem titnu, v'rechem tisu l'am Yisrael, says Niches Galamet Vavches. K'shetit in Eretz Yisrael, piri b'ayin yofes, yikari v'ketz, v'ein l'cha Ketz Magula Yoser. When Eretz Yisrael gives its fruits, that's the beginning of the Ketz. And you saw the Jews had come back, were beginning to come back to Eretz Yisrael at that time. They were planting. So there's a war, and the Jews are coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and the Balfour Declaration. And lad, we're coming back. This is all part of the Ragli Mashiach. The Germans, the philosophers, they said, oh, they idealized war. It's great. No, war is bad. But the war has a purpose. It's part of the process. You need a b'deah gdola, b'gvura, tsuma, b'gion, omok, v'choder, b'tshukat, emet. וברעיון בהיר צריכים לקבל את התוכן הניסה של אור השם מתגלה בפעולה נפלאה בעלילות המלחמות הללו בייחוד. You have to see the light of Hashem in everything. You have to see how this is all. God is leading everything towards its ultimate goal, to the Gula Ashleima. And that's what we say every morning in Shacharis. Baal Mulchamos. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the war. He's Megalgel the wars. So Re'a Tzedakos. Matzmiach Yeshuos. He plants staka, and afterwards those staka sprout Yeshuas. Borei refuos, neurosihilos, adon and aflos. That creates healing. It heals all of our spiritual and physical wounds. God is awesome in praise. He's the master of wonders. But you need to have a gvura atzuma, a dea gedola, higayon amok v'choder. You have to have great understanding. But shuka says you have to really strive to understand the truth. And see the hand of God in everything. And then Amachadish Betuva Uchoyom Tomid Maisa Bereshis. Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly Machadish the Bria, sometimes with Bracha, sometimes with Mulchama. And because of that, we're Mitzapel Ragli Mashiach, or Achodash Al Tzion Toyer Vinizka Chulanu Vimehera Leora. Through the Mulchamos, there's going to be an Or Achodash Al Tzion, and we should be Zocha very soon. V'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. For those interested, if you'd like more on the Rav Kook and on the Milchamos, you can just drop me a line and we'll try to make that happen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.